Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former President Trump's fuming over his fraud trial.
We're going to be here for months with a judge that already made up his mind. It's ridiculous. He's a Democrat judge, he's an operative, and it's ridiculous.
He claims prosecutors just want to keep him from the campaign trail, but the state's working to ban Trump from ever doing business here again for lying to land deals for years. Correspondent Robert Costa was in court today.
During the course of that opening argument by the government, I watched as Trump had his arms folded across his chest. He leaned toward the table. He seemed to grimace. He definitely shook his head a few times as he listened to the government present in a PowerPoint scenario how they believe Trump committed fraud.
The judge says he did it by drastically inflating his assets and net worth. LaFonza Butler will be sworn in tomorrow to fill Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he appointed someone he respects.
I wasn't kidding when I said I remember being grilled by LaFonza on my vision for long-term care, and it changed me a little bit. I said, I got to step up my game as a candidate for governor.
Butler runs Emily's List, a political organization that props up female Democrats who support abortion rights. The Supreme Court has denied Attorney John Eastman's effort to throw out a lower court ruling saying he and former President Trump more likely than not committed a crime by trying to keep Congress from certifying the 2020 election. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says Justice Clarence Thomas recused himself from that appeal.
The petitioner, John Eastman, is a former Supreme Court law clerk for Justice Thomas. That rarely, if ever, happens, and the level of intimacy involved in having Justice Thomas weigh in when his former law clerk stands before the court as a defendant would cross too many ethical lines.
The Marines are relaxing their uniform standards now over a camouflage shortage. The backlog started during the pandemic, but could now continue through fall of 2024. The CDC's reviewing a new morning-after pill for STDs. Reporter Alexander Tin.
New draft guidance now being released by the CDC will, for the first time, recommend that doctors consider prescribing pills of the antibiotic doxycycline to some men who have sex with men, as well as transgender women, to take after having sex in order to prevent infections.
The Powerball jackpot has topped $1 billion again ahead of tonight's big drawing. This woman in Wisconsin's crossing her fingers.
I have two kids. I'm too busy. I just go in and grab my ticket and pray for the best. Oh, I would pay everything off, buy a house, and probably never work again.
Me neither. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Todd Almaz Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekday afternoon from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The City of Wisconsin Rapids will start yard waste collection during the week of October 9th. You'll need to use large paper yard waste bags. Plastic bags will not be picked up. You can find paper yard waste bags at local retail and hardware stores. The bags will be taken and composted, not emptied at the curb and left to reuse. You'll need to call the City Garage by this Friday, October 6th, to place your address on the list for collection. That number is 715-421-8218. Girl Scout cookie prices will not increase this year for the Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. They've been working diligently to keep prices stable for another year. Some councils have made the tough decision to increase prices to keep their operations generating the necessary funds to support the mission of empowering Girl Scouts and fostering their growth. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 58 tonight under clear skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow highs around 83. Cloudy tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers 65. Highs around 74 Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms 74 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 82.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everybody. It is the Maggie Dawn Show, a special edition here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the Brewers postseason, the eve. And so much to talk about. We had news breaking today. Is council going to stay or go? All, you know, inquiring minds want to know. And thank goodness I have an actual sports savant, sensei, if you will, with me. Remaining somewhat masked this afternoon, if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook. Thanks so much, Matt Salmon, for joining me here in the Pirate Studio.
Thanks, Maggie. Pleasure to be here. I noticed you took a long pause before saying savant. Like, it was almost like you didn't want to say it, but that was the only word that came to mind. So thank you, though. That's very complimentary.
I could come up with others, but I figured, you know, the FCC might get mad.
That's
so
true. Yes, fair.
Well, this is, you texted me just about, what, a couple of hours before we were coming on the air, because you are on top of the sports news. Much obliged, Matt. Unfortunately, we've got Brandon Woodruff out for the wild card series. It appears questionable for the rest of the playoffs. That's got to be a disappointment out there to the Brewers fandom.
Yeah, it really is. And by the way, I do just want to start by saying something quickly.
Oh, please.
All opinions shared are my personal views, solely my own. All opinions expressed do not represent my employer nor any one person at my employer in any way.
Perfect. Thanks. Business has been now accounted for. Yes.
Yeah, you know, I think coming into this season, there was this extra feeling of optimism probably this year, because it seemed like Milwaukee had gotten through all of the injuries that they suffered at the beginning part of the season.
Right.
They had added some offense at the trade deadline. Brandon Woodruff came back and he was fully healthy. And
just so folks, if you don't recall, Woodruff had gone out with shoulder problems in April, came back in August, and really had been on a tear. Walks and hits per innings pitched, 0.821. I mean, that was just crushing it in the MLB. Sorry to interrupt your flow.
No. And that's helpful context that the Brewers got this far without him for a majority of the season. And all of a sudden the news just like felt like it just like fell from the sky where like he made kind of like a warm-up kind of throw session over the weekend. There was no reports that he was feeling any sort of pain or anything. And then just a complete 180 in terms of, you know, like you mentioned, he's got some shoulder injury and he'll be out for the wild card series and maybe all of the playoffs. And that optimism that felt almost tangible this year when compared to the previous few years in the playoffs, this is more than like the air being let out of the balloon. This really does feel like the playoff hopes are grounded.
Yeah, I hope not. And I think your context about, listen, the Brewers were able to keep it together for lo those many months. You had the balance of April, May, June, and July. They played the bulk of the season without Woodruff. Can it be done now in the playoffs? Much to be determined there. Frankly, I think having to square off against the Diamondbacks, if any of the teams in the playoffs, if you're going to be down one of your star starting pitchers, okay, thank goodness it's the Diamondbacks. Sure. And not some other squads that just have lit things on fire from an offensive perspective.
Right. And I think a lot of people would still say that the Brewers are slight favorites in this series. But, you know, everything that Milwaukee fans were getting excited about potentially after this series was the ability to have the best pitching staff in baseball go up against the mighty Dodgers, or if they get past them, to go up against the all-world offense of Atlanta.
Yep.
And now it just feels like, well, they might be able to get past Arizona. They probably slight favorites, but in the end, you're back to almost where you were at the beginning of the season, where the hopes were probably like, hey, maybe they can get into the playoffs, but it still is Atlanta and Los Angeles just a cut above everybody else.
I mean, just crushing it. I think Atlanta, 102 games won. Dodgers, 101. Yeah, 100. I mean, those are just enormous numbers of wins in a baseball season. The technical medical term for why Woodruff is out is a capsular injury. Apparently, no pitcher ever wants to hear that from their doc. Listen, if the call is sit him for the wild card, let's see if we get through that and hopefully give him some rest, and maybe he's available on a limited basis. But Brandon's probably got a long career ahead of him. I would hate to have to be making those decisions as a pitcher or a manager of a baseball team.
Yeah, and we're not here to talk about the offseason, but that's an extra layer to this, where Woodruff has one more year of arbitration left. Essentially, the team owns his rights, where Woodruff can't really go anywhere, but then he has free agency after that. And so this is a huge offseason for the Brewers. That's a different show. But that is that extra little layer into this, because with Brewers fans probably having one eye to the offseason, this is going to be a huge offseason for them as they have to decide what to do with, you know, Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff and Willy Adames, who all have like 1 year of arbitration left. And so this is where it felt like everybody is here. Everybody's healthy. Like, this is it. This is going to be the big push. And then to receive this news,
it
feels like a flat tire, really.
It absolutely does. And you and I were talking a little bit to both enjoy the weather, enjoy a couple of fine adult beverages this Saturday afternoon, but mostly to diligently prepare for this show. And we were talking about that feeling, the sort of Brewers brand of baseball, which is you really have to strike gold at just the right time. And that's what you're talking about. Listen, folks, if you want to join Matt and I, weigh in on the Brewers, any and all callers and topics, welcome. 844-967-2789. How are you feeling after the Woodruff news? What were you feeling before? Are you going to any of the games? 844-967-2789, especially if you might have been a first-time playoff attendee in the last couple of years. Boy, that environment has changed quite a bit since I have been to playoffs game and wild card playoffs in the past. It really is an electric atmosphere. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. But to just slow it down a little bit and lean on this a little bit, again, that Brewers brand, right? We cannot compete on a payroll basis with the large market franchises, including places like St. Louis. Boy, it's so nice to see them stinking this year. That was a pleasant surprise, was it not?
You know, not to get off on a sidetrack here.
Oh, no, this is all about sidetrack.
I said back in July, you know, if the Brewers did find a way to win the division. And again, remember, that was kind of touch and go back in July with Cincinnati.
Yep.
Then the Cubs were only a game and a half back of the division lead with like 3 weeks to go. So this certainly wasn't kind of the cakewalk it was at the end of the season. But I said back in early July, if the Brewers win the division and St. Louis finishes in last place, this will be one of the greatest regular seasons of my lifetime. Just from an overcoming expectation standpoint, and St. Louis having this kind of overconfident feel to this season. I mean, who would have known you would need starting pitching to win a division
title? Who knew?
And, you know, it is just such a shame, you know, to the Cardinals, who are such a likable franchise.
Right. Very warm and fuzzy feeling, you know, very humble.
Yeah, very humble. And so this was such a surprise and such an enjoyable regular season where everything really did come together.
Especially to put up a couple of big W's against both the Cardinals and the Cubs just at the tail end of the season. Boy, that feels good. I was at a couple of those games. Bye-bye, St. Louis. Nobody likes you around these parts. So to return to this idea of what Brewers baseball is, you know, I grew up as a fan. I was born watching baseball. I often joke that I knew how to keep score before I could write in cursive. Mm-hmm. And to me, the things that sort of make for Brewers baseball is you need a great president of operations. You need great front office, right? You need an incredible manager that's going to let guys play, because of the fact that Brewers teams tend to be composed of this formula, right? They've got some good guys that'll come up from the farm leagues. Nobody's ever heard of them, right? They sort of have an eye for talent. That's part of the Brewers formula. They're real good at trades before the deadline to try to set up for the postseason. They tend to look for players that maybe are in the last third of their career, but still maybe have some good baseball left, a little seasoning, some maturity in the clubhouse. They also, frankly, just look for those guys that are coming up that seem to be carrying the team, that have got a little bit of spark in them to lock in that postseason lineup. What are you seeing, aside from the Woodruff problem, that both speaks to the Brewers' idea, kind of how we put it together, and maybe some folks that might surprise people in the postseason?
You know, I think in terms of kind of building the roster, like you said, they had to rely on a lot of rookies this year. I think the number was 59. They used 59 different players at some point this season. And that's really been a trademark of the Craig Council years, is we are going to rotate through the entire 40-man roster, continue to use minor league options to bring players up and down, yep, and to build out some length and some depth. They had to rely on a lot of rookies this year, everyone from Joey Weimer, who started the season in center field. He was not with the team for the past few weeks, but Sal Frelick, Andrew Monasterio is technically a rookie at 27 years old. He's been through a number of different places. And then other sort of rookies like Abner Uribe, who just materialized almost out of nowhere.
He showed, I was at a game and all of a sudden here's this kid pitching 304 miles an hour.
And then it's a combination of almost like lottery tickets. Like, if you're the Brewers and you have a payroll that is traditionally in the middle to the bottom third of Major League Baseball, you have to buy essentially like lottery tickets. You have to make trades. And so, you know, Freddie Peralta is a great example of that. He was a trade with Seattle. He was a single A pitcher when they acquired him, and they just took a flyer on him. And it's making a number of those trades. Now, they don't all pan out, but it's seeing who you can package, or how many times you can just kind of get in that lottery system and see who will come out. You know, Adrian Hauser is another great example of that. So Agreed. He was picked up in a trade from Houston. That was a trade that sent Carlos Gomez and Mike Fiers to Houston. Now, Josh Hader was the big piece that came back in that trade, but Adrian Hauser was also part of that.
And people forget that, right? Hader's gone. They forget how that trade came together. We're about to go into break. Listen, you got two baseball lovers, one that knows a lot more about the statistics and all the important stuff. I just do the color commentary, if you will. Join the conversation. It is the eve of the Brewers postseason. 844-967-2789. I'm Maggie Dawn. We got Anya in the production booth. We got Matt Salmon help us figure it all out here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us. We'll be back with more in a moment. The Eye of the Tiger.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course. Proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams, University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit UniversityRidge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'll be the last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over.
And so is the crew. They're a grinder team. They have been since I remember lining up for the free George Webb hamburgers.
That was the old 13 in a row. Right?
Oh, yes, it was. That was good times. Anybody listening, line up for the free George Webb hamburgers. They weren't very good at, but at least they were free. So you just line up. 844-967-2789. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to a special edition of the Maggie Dawn Show on this, the Brewers postseason eve. I am joined by my good friend. Gosh, I can't even remember how long ago we met. We've played some golf together. We've quaffed some beverages. We've talked some tall tales.
Boy, yeah, it's probably going back 9 or 10 years, I would bet.
At least,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Time does fly. My good friend Matt Salmon, thanks so much for joining me. Of course, Anya on the board, who nailed a special guest hosting.
Here, I thought we were going to get away without talking about it. Okay, hi.
Heck no. If you haven't heard Anya do the show from Friday. It was Thursday night.
Thursday, yeah.
Thursday night. You got to go check it out on the podcast. You can hear any of my previous shows. Just go to civicmedia.us and you will find them all there, including when Anya takes over the mic and the board. And isn't that to everyone's collective benefit? But we're talking all things Brewers today. Join our conversation, 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You were talking about Craig Counsell. And I think even if I wasn't such a Brewers fan, he would still rank among some of my most favorite all-time baseball managers. He has this way about him. He's not a, lose his mind guy. The fact that he played for the team too and was such an impressive utility baseball player, smart guy in the batter's box, right? Counsell was really one of those super versatile players. How has Counsell been in your mind? I mean, really brought on a golden age of Brewers baseball.
Yeah, it really is, surprising when you think about it. With Counsell, everybody, romanticizes, he grew up in the area. His dad, worked in the front office for the Brewers. Counsell was able to hang around the team But you talked about the super utility infielder, and I think, you know, that with his upbringing and with his playing style, you know, it's easy to forget he was on the 97 World Series champion with the Florida Marlins. He was on the 2001 World Series champion with Arizona. So he knows how to win. He knows how to play multiple positions. He knows how to get plugged in and be a benefit to a team. And I think some of those things you can definitely see within this team, the way that they maximize every single space on the roster, the way that they put players in different positions, the way that almost everybody has to play multiple positions on this team. What I always will think about with Craig Counsell with managing this team is he consistently elevates the team.
Yes.
You know, whether it's continually defying expectations or getting the best out of players, whether they are, you know, maybe, you know, trying to restart their careers, yep, or their younger players coming up, or just managing an entire roster to get victories. He always continues to elevate his team. You know, it's, whether they were picked for 80 wins, they'll have them win 85. They're picked for 85 wins, they seem to win 90. And that's I think a real innate talent, not only strategy wise, you know, putting the right chess pieces on the board, but everybody buys in and everybody wins together.
That element of getting a clubhouse to come together and really strategically deploying players and helping them develop. And this, you know, you get a feeling because players are expected to be able to slot in Rowdy Tellez throwing, you know, an inning of pitching. I love the fact that if you go to MLB.com and you pull up the pitcher's roster, there's Rowdy. Right? Yep. I thought I could pitch a baseball better than that guy, but I digress. Really letting guys feel like each of their contributions is essential. That is something really special in a manager. And I think it's at times underrated that the front office and sort of managing the payroll and getting big names in and those kinds of things can be, overemphasized in sports press and sports media a bit. When it is that consistency that you get from a manager like Craig Counsell, that I think is what leads to, with such a small payroll, the success that Craig has had here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's built to the roster construction, trying to maximize talent, maximize roster dollars. Because when you think about, like, in 2008, that just felt like a lot of just CC Sabathia just carrying the team at the end. But, you know, the 2011 team that did go to the NLCS and lost to the Cardinals, that team was really built on offense.
Yep.
It was Ryan Braun, yep. Prince Fielder, Corey Hart, JJ Hardy, Ricky Weeks. You know, that team really was built on a lot of offense. And then they made a couple of, like, big pitching trades just to give them a little bit of boost right at the end.
Yep.
This roster construction has been flipped. It's all pitching and defense and run prevention. And then now they've been trying to add enough offense to kind of get them over the line. They certainly were benefited by two superhuman years from Christian Yelich. But since then, they just haven't had enough offense. But it's been defense, playing together, pitching, and then trying to scratch together enough offense to have success.
I love watching small ball baseball, the strategy, the strategery that goes in to how you actually manage a club that isn't big sluggers. That's really interesting to me. I think it requires a lot of thinking baseball, a lot of thinking managing. One of my favorite moments of the year was when Contreras, this was July 19th versus the Phillies in the seventh inning, gave us a 4-3 lead with a two-out RBI double, then did it again in the ninth to put us up 5-3. And then, to your point about great defense, Contreras, one of the I think, Cinderella stories of the season, we'll talk more about him, throws a runner out at second, and that basically brings us to the end of the game. We got to go to break. Keep it locked in. You're hearing all things Milwaukee Brewers here on the postseason eve. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Waukesha.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Mid-State Technical College will have an event next month for those interested in transferring to Mid-State. The Taco Bout Transferring event will be on November 29th from 4 to 7 on the Stevens Point campus. They also announced 5 scholarships for $1,000 each, which will be awarded and applied to tuition for the spring semester. To be eligible, you must be transferring from an accredited post-secondary college or university within the last 2 semesters. The deadline to apply is Friday, December 1st. October blood drives in Wisconsin Rapids with the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin will take place on October 17th and the 23rd. They'll be at the former East Junior High School, Tuesday, October 17th from 10 to 3, and Monday, October 23rd from 2 to 7. Appointments are encouraged, but walk-ins are also welcome. You can call 866-566-5900 for more information. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 58 tonight under clear skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, highs around 83. Cloudy tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers 65. Highs around 74 Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms 74 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 82.
877-867-2789. That's also the text line, 844-967-2789. As ever and always, you can go get the Civic Media app from your favorite app store and listen to us crystal clear wherever you are. You can catch the Badgers. You can catch the Packers and a bunch of the Civic Media Radio Network family of radio stations also can get your Brewers action live. So check it out. We would be welcome to have your ears for those game plays. All right. We're here talking about what the postseason might look like, what makes the Brewers special. And we talked a little bit about the Craig Counsell formula, and there's a little bit of some speculation with David Stearns going to the Mets, his hometown, kind of his dream team to work for. And the Mets all of a sudden are in need of a manager.
Not a surprise.
No, clearly not. Big payroll. Not so big season. What do you think the odds are that the Mets scoop Counsell?
I mean, I don't have any inside information, so I want to be clear about that. There's a possibility. Now, Buck Showalter was the manager for the Mets last year. The Mets had a very disappointing season. They were cutting payroll left and right. They were literally trying to just pitch it overboard. So he seemingly was always going to be on the outs. Especially David Stearns has a chance to kind of build what he wants. Counsell has to be on his list. You know, for those that maybe maybe just kind of passing by, or those that don't have as much insight in the team. You know, Craig Counsell doesn't have a contract extension. This is his last year, and he hasn't signed an extension yet. Now, is that ruling out that he'll return? It doesn't look great, but you know, there's talk that the Yankees might need a new manager this year. They're finishing with a losing record for the first time in forever, and they have a massive payroll. You know, other teams are going to be looking for a manager too, and Counsell should be at the top of everyone's list.
Agreed.
Including Milwaukee. I think they're two easy dots to connect with Stearns and Counsell, and Stearns being in the Mets and an open position. But I mean, Counsell may decide, like, I don't want to manage at all. He may just want to, you know, spend some time with his family. I mean, he's grinded in that Brewers dugout for 9 years.
And he has done amazing things with that team. I think, you know, his emotional connection to Milwaukee, I'm willing to grind at my job, my day job, right? Because I love Milwaukee. I get a feeling from Counsell that's part of the allure as well. Listen, we got a caller. It's Gil from Middleton. Gil, what's up? We're talking baseball with my good friend Matt Salmon. What say you, my friend?
Yes, Matt and Maggie, do you think, what are the off season, regardless of what happens during the season here in the playoffs, what will the Brewers do? What kind of moves do you think they will be doing to improve?
Great question, Gil. Certainly at top of everyone's mind is the manager question, which we just talked about. We talked about a couple of those pitchers that are in arbitration, only have 1 year left. They might need to think about that, getting ahead of the curve. What else are you seeing, Matt?
And so there's big questions around Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns. They have 1 year of arbitration left, so the Brewers can decide if they want to try to sign them long-term or potentially try to trade them. Certainly Burns and Woodruff would be very alluring. Willy Adames has 1 year of arbitration left. You have to make a decision there. I think the Brewers will try to continue to make those kind of smart deals and find out where they can plug in. And you talked about William Contreras earlier. That I thought was one of a brilliant example of how the Brewers need to be successful. Atlanta wanted Oakland's catcher Sean Murphy, which means they had to get rid of William Contreras. And the Brewers had the right pieces that Oakland wanted, and Milwaukee inserted itself and was able to land William Contreras.
So that was a deal, just to be clear for those that might not be up on all the inner workings of trades in baseball. That was a deal that Milwaukee kind of butted into to get Contreras.
Yeah, Milwaukee had the pieces that Oakland wanted, specifically Estuary Ruiz, a center fielder. And so Milwaukee was able to walk in and be a part of the trade and get William Contreras, who's now going to be with this team for at least a few years to come. So they'll probably look to make those kind of deals. You know, Elvis Peguero was a middle reliever for this team for some time. He was injured, kind of a question mark if he'll be ready for the playoffs. But he was part of the trade that sent Hunter Renfro to the Angels. Mm-hmm. And that was seen as a salary dump at the time. But Milwaukee got three or four pitchers back, and one of them panned out, and Elvis Peguero. And so they'll probably look to make a couple of moves like that, too.
I think that smart baseball assessment and really trying to find folks who are a bit undervalued and overlooked, and try to make those kind of moves to set us up. What's missing? Where might we have weaknesses? Certainly hitting's been an issue. Contreras, what a breath of fresh air in the batter's box. The guy's just been explosive. Also a trade, this speaks to Council Baseball, as you and I were talking about, bring on Carlos Santana in the middle of the year. He's now a key part of that fat of the lineup. So essential. Again, hats off to Council for that. You know, I think as I look at the next couple of years of Brewers baseball, the question that is foremost on my mind is really the question of the manager. I think Council has built such a relationship with these guys, and he's a testament a bit to letting guys go ahead and play while still providing focused feedback. When the Brewers are having fun, and you can tell they're having fun in the dugout and in the clubhouse, that produces better baseball. That's one of those, you can't money ball having fun. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, sure. You can put all the right pieces that look right together on the Excel spreadsheet, right, in the algorithm. And unless you've got some chemistry with the manager, the guy that's with them every day and amongst those players, it's just not going to work right.
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to, you know, what we talked about a little bit earlier, is sometimes the Brewers just have to try to buy as many lottery tickets and see which ones hit. You know, Rowdy Tellez is a great example of that. The Brewers had a big need at first base last year. They traded for Rowdy Tellez for Toronto. He had a great year last year. He did not have a good year this year. But that, again, when you look for those kind of players that are either extras at their positions, or maybe they need some regular starts, you know, not every trade is going to pan out. Now, Tellez very well could have some big hits in this postseason.
He does kind of show up every once in a while for the big hit.
Right. But, you know, I think it's certainly, you know, determining what they want to do with Rowdy Tellez next year. He could be back. He might not. But another example of just buying as many, you know, chances out there and seeing what sticks and seeing what works. Tellez definitely worked last year. I had a rough year this year, but he still could pan out, especially in the postseason.
It'll be certainly an interesting time. Thanks, Gil from Middleton, for the call. Again, you've got some burning Brewers questions you want to ask, 844-967-2789. Call and text lines are open. But don't worry, Matt and I are going to handle it best we can for you. Going into this series in particular against Arizona, what are you looking for? Are there certain people that you think really need to step up here?
Whoever starts game two, yes. Brandon Woodruff is going to have to, you know, I don't know if that's going to be Cal Eldred or Teddy Higuera or, you know, Mike Caldwell. No. So they'll have to cover one of those starting spots. You know, it seemed like Freddie Peralta was slated to pitch game three. He could pitch game two.
Yep.
And then maybe it'll be maybe like Wade Miley to pitch. I think for me, it's going to be making sure that they can do everything they can to keep Arizona off the base paths. Arizona is one of the fastest teams in baseball. They're one of the best, you know, base running teams in baseball. They steal a lot of bases. And for a team that doesn't hit a lot of home runs like Arizona, they manufacture runs quite a bit. They're led by one of their leaders is the rookie Corbin Carroll, who had over 50 stolen bases this year. When he gets on first base, it's almost an automatic. He's going to try to steal second. And so the more you can keep Arizona off the base paths, the fewer chances they'll have to try to string a number of hits together to score runs. You know, Arizona's offense really is kind of contained amongst four players, Carroll being one of them. Christian Walker and Gurriel Jr. are their two main power hitters. And then Ketel Marte is a very good hitter, too. So trying to kind of contain those four people and keep Carroll and Marte off the base paths is going to be key.
So in nerding out a little bit before the show today, I went and pulled up the OPS. This is the on-base plus slugging percentage or statistic for all intents and purposes of both the Brewers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Whenever I go to the games, I sort of get a chuckle out of the fact that we play the small ball baseball, right? There's not a lot of sluggers out there. And looking at our OPS stats and sometimes just the straight up old batting averages and comparing that of the Brewers to whomever we're playing never paints a great offensive picture. And yet we've squeaked out and gotten to 92 wins based on great defense, setting up the Diamondbacks versus Brewers. The MLB, of course, reports team OPS. The Diamondbacks at 7:30, the Brewers at 7:04. Now, I calculated their likely starting lineups because I like XO, and I am a little bit of a nerd, proudly so. And it's interesting, the Brewers, if you calculate the OPS for their likely starting lineups versus the Diamondbacks' likely starting lineup, the Brewers actually have a bit of an edge on them. But again, folks like, as you said, Carroll, Marte, who's just been out there doing it for a while,
really
Grail, these are, we're going to have some work to do for our pitching staff. It's going to be an exciting, certainly this wild card will be very exciting. I'm going to be there. I know you're going to be there.
I'll be there Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going Wednesday as well. Last year, I bought both Tuesday, not last year, year before, but Tuesday and Wednesday set up tickets. That was an electric atmosphere. It's really interesting how the league, I think, has really put an effort in making playoff baseball as exciting as possible. Certainly the pitch clock rule, a couple of adjustments to how the game is played. I frankly like the faster paced game.
Yeah, I do too. I was skeptical about it because baseball for so long was kind of meant to be this strategic game, mm-hmm. and you kind of let the game have its own flow.
Yep.
You know, it's meant to be kind of not slow paced, but it's meant to be a little bit more deliberate. And it had a little bit more of probably an old timey feel, according to its critics. The pitch clock, you know, looking at it now, really feels like it was an invention for TV.
Of course,
not necessarily an invention for in-person baseball, because you know when you're in person, you could get up to go to the refreshment stand, go to the bathroom, and you might miss like an inning and a half. Almost a little bit like an NBA game. You get up early in the third quarter and then you come back and it's close to the end of the third quarter. But it's, you know, I am so thankful for the pitch clock watching it on TV. Gone are the days of 3.5 hour games that start at 7 o'clock and don't end until after 10:30.
How many nights was I bleary eyed at work? Cause I'd be up because there's a freaking West Coast game.
Right.
And I'm just grinding it out with the team.
Right. And you've got a really slow pitcher on the mound who takes like 30 seconds between his pitches. You know, players always stepping out of the box to adjust their batting gloves all the time. And you'd have like a 5-4 game that would just grind on and on. Now with the pitch clock, it's moving faster. Games are 2.5 hours or less sometimes. It's been a great advent to help the game on television and just to kind of speed things up a little bit.
I think it brings folks who were not potentially naturally inclined to love baseball. It keeps them engaged, right? One of the things that I've always liked to say about baseball is that there's nothing that's going to happen on that field that between pitches you can't think about.
Right.
What am I going to do next? What if the ball's hit to me this way? What if the ball's hit to me that way? What if this happens? You should be able to think about that ahead of time. It's one of the things that makes baseball such a beautiful game. We'll be back with more in a moment to wrap it up. I can't believe we're at the last segment of the hour. Join us if you have any thoughts, reflections, hopes, wishes, or dreams about the Milwaukee Brewers. Join us 844-967-2789 here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes.
and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. And love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You've got, and it might be hard to handle, like a flame.
Welcome back, everybody. Here's to the Brewers making my dreams come true. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As always and ever, Anya's in the booth. My thanks to you. We're going to be hearing more from Anya on the mic as well. Matt Salmon, my good friend, joining me to talk all things Brewers baseball on the eve of the Brewers postseason. It's been quite a season. They've put together, there's been some high moments, some low moments. What stands out to you when you look back on this season?
I think, you know, the trades and the acquisitions of Carlos Santana and Mark Canna were seen as kind of flyers, or like, yep. hey, maybe these guys will help out. There wasn't given up a lot in return. In fact, you know, the Mets essentially paid Mark Canna to go to Milwaukee,
to go to Milwaukee.
And they have come through with flying colors and given that scoring punch that they need. And I think, you know, probably one of the big takeaways from the season is, in the middle of August, they were kind of up and down, kind of playing some sweet and sour baseball. They got swept at the Dodgers, and they were going to Texas, who was leading the division at the time. They swept the Texas Rangers in a weekend series, and then it was like they were running on jet fuel ever since.
It was as if somebody had lit a fire, yeah. Was it not? One of my favorite moments was just one that happened this past September 16th, just a couple of weeks ago. It's Mark Canna's walk-off grand slam. I mean, baseball doesn't get any sweeter than that. Listen, we're going to go to the phones, take a couple of folks before we run out of airtime. Jamie from Michicott, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you?
What is up with these Nerf bats? I mean, the Brewers are incredible. What's up with that?
Well, you know, they have swung some lacking power offensively, and that's been at the bottom of their lineup. You know, they have overcome, say, like, you know, Bryce Strang not having a lot of power, Joey Weimer being swing and miss, Tyrone Taylor has found his hitting stroke again, Andrew Monasterio, they've even kind of said, you know, a couple of times on air when he hits doubles, you know, that might be about as far as he can hit it. You know, but I think that they have shown resiliency and the ability to get base hits. And I think we've seen Tyrone Taylor really hit the ball hard to left center and hit some doubles. So they've found enough hitting at the bottom of their order, and they're certainly contributing with a lot of defense as well.
The Nerf bats, Jamie from Michigan, shame on you on the eve of the postseason. Think positively. I also have to say that for me, a real highlight was watching Woodruff pitch a shutout. It's just great. So rare in baseball. That also came in September, felt real sweet, and against the Marlins. These were some big games for folks. One thing I'm a little bit concerned about is, again, thinking about pitch selection as we go into the playoffs. And I don't mean what the pitchers are pitching. I mean what the hitters are swinging at. You really have to get some plate discipline around the strike zone.
Yeah, and Milwaukee has shown a real innate ability to have long plate appearances. They certainly do draw a lot of walks. And so that'll be helpful too, you know, whether it's trying to rack up a lot of pitches for a starting pitcher and maybe get them out a little bit early. That's something that has been a strength of this team.
Well, what I'd like to finish up with this fine Monday afternoon with you, Salmon, is talking about Milwaukee sports fans, just as a general point. The MLB attendance rankings came out today. I would be remiss if I didn't note that Milwaukee comes in 15th out of 30 teams. And what I find very interesting is that Arizona team making the playoffs, coming to our stadium here, they've got an attendance average way less than the Brewers, 24,000 folks a game. The Brewers clicking in at just over 31,000. You would have the Miami Marlins making the playoffs, staking it up for attendance, 14,000 a game. Tampa Bay, 17,000.
I don't know if that's a fair comparison.
Probably not when it's 80 degrees out all the time.
Right, yeah, exactly. And you know, in Phoenix, yeah, like you said, sometimes it's 100 degrees out all the time.
Correct.
Yeah, the Brewers hit
200. Yeah, you think that weather-related thing that might be going on might tamp down baseball attendance in those hot weather climates.
Yeah, the Brewers were at 2.5 million fans, and that's impressive, again, for the smallest market in baseball to continue to have a lot of fans come through the gates. They're gonna need a lot of home support, you know, coming up not just in this wild card round, but if they move further, they're gonna need a lot of support out there and a lot of vocal support and a lot of positive energy, you know, especially after this Woodruff injury.
Yeah, everybody's got to show up, grow up, be there, glow up for the Brewers. It is an extremely emotional experience. There still is that pace of baseball waiting for each pitch to be thrown during playoff baseball, and everybody's watching every pitch. It's unlike any baseball experience I've ever had, and my dad played in the men's senior World Series.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Mike Dawn throwing curveballs. He's a finesse pitcher. Clocking. Let me do this.
Are there a lot of fireballers in the senior World Series?
No. Well, you'd be surprised. It's an over 30 league. So go figure that. Mike Dawn coming in at 6'3", a slim 185, a southpaw hailing out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, his undergraduate at UW, Milwaukee, and then Marquette. My dad was a great pitcher. It was a whole bunch of fun to watch him play in that. He actually cranked a couple of home runs.
Nice.
Again, good eye for the ball. So important. But returning to Milwaukee fans, you know, from time to time, places like GQ, whatnot, rank sort of sports fan cities.
Sure.
One of the things that I think is always incredible about Milwaukee is that we always hit the top five. Doesn't matter what sport it is or what we're watching, we always hit the top five. Milwaukee fans know a lot about sports. My mom, she's 80 years old, understands the rules of football. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I really think that there's something really special about that. And I think that one of the reasons that people engage so much with the Brewers and love them so much is that it speaks to this sort of innate Milwaukee-ness, Wisconsin-ness. You know, we're middle-class folks. We grind it out, and so do the Brewers. What's your favorite thing about Milwaukee and Wisconsin sports fans?
I think the Brewers fans are very dedicated. And you know, there really is a lot of family fandom that gets passed down generation to generation. I think you really do see that at the stadium. You know, whether it's, you know, parents and kids and grandparents all cooking out together, you know, in the parking lots, or, you know, a lot of families like attending games together. I know my fandom got passed down from both my mom and my dad, and taking me to ball games when I was young. That really stuck with me a lot. And so that's one thing I definitely think about when it comes to Brewers fans.
It is a family affair here in Milwaukee. And let's take our family, our Brewers family, all the way through and lock in this wild card. It has been a special edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. My great thanks to my friend Matt Salmon. It was really a pleasure. I love nerding it up about sports. Tune in tomorrow. I'm going to be back with another special guest. We're going to be talking all things Russia politics. here on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5